The unseen. You're not even aware of it. The unseen impact of your love of money. The ugly things you will do. The offspring of the love of money. The love of money being the cause of so many things that are going to occur. And multitude of the people who lose out in life. Just lose out in life because you've got to have the money. Now, I want to talk with you a moment about the translation. The New American Standard says the root of all sorts of evil. The love of money is the root of all sorts of evil. The NIV says the root of all kinds of evil. Those are pretty close. The King James says the root of all evil. Now, in a way, all three translations are okay. But let me give you the principle. Let's just take the principle down. Paul is not saying that all evil that exists on earth proceeds from the love of money. Paul is not saying that all evil that exists on earth proceeds or comes from the love of money. What Paul is saying is what proceeds from the love of money. What comes from the love of money, all sorts of evil come from that love. This is somewhat parallel in verse 9 to many foolish desires. There are other foolish desires. But in this case, we're talking about that which comes from money. All right, let's take a look at the word evil. The love of money is the root of all sorts of evil. So let's take a look at the word root. The word is kakos. Wouldn't do any good putting it on the board. Nothing that we want to see there. What we would do is want to understand the Greek word. What does the Greek word mean? All right, the Greek word means bad or worthless. To work with the words, you've really got to know the context or the environment. For an example, if we looked in some text and we saw it used in a military context, the word evil or kakos would be used to describe cowardice. In the context, if we had this in a military context, if we were in that context, evil would be cowardice. That's the context. Now, evil. Now, if you're taking notes, this is what you want to write, and if you're not, this is what you want to get into the gray matter. Evil signifies, this is out of one of the lexicons, this is not me enforcing it, this is not me messing it up, this is what the word means. Evil signifies, when I study words like this, about, without exaggerating, about 7 different kinds of lexicons that I use. Different kinds of dictionaries in the Greek. There's the simple art and English that I use, and then there's some other simple ones. Then you got broader ones, 8 volumes. One set that I use is 8 volumes. Another set does it in domain. I really like it. By domain, it takes words and puts it in a domain. I like all emotion to be under that domain of emotions. So you have different kinds. But let me give this to you. Evil signifies that which is the prime cause of pain. I like this when I was studying stress, anxiety, and depression. Evil signifies that which is the prime cause of pain.